This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Global coronavirus cases surpassed 100 million Wednesday, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University, as countries around the world struggle with new virus variants and vaccine shortfalls. Almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. Britain's official death toll in the pandemic passed 100,000 Tuesday as the government considers imposing hotel quarantines on international travelers to stop new virus variants from reaching the country. Addressing lawmakers today, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says incoming travelers from many nations deemed a coronavirus risk will soon be forced to pay for accommodation in government-endorsed hotels near airports.
In order to reduce the risk posed by UK nationals and residents returning home from these countries, I can announce that we will require all such arrivals who cannot be refused entry to isolate in government-provided accommodation, such as hotels, for 10 days without exception.
Prime Minister Johnson's Downing Street office is being kept up to date from police and officials on what is happening at a factory in Wales that produces AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, his spokesperson said Wednesday. Earlier, the factory was partially evacuated after it received a suspicious package, and police said a bomb disposal unit was dealing with the incident. Gambia's health ministry has threatened to publicly name COVID cases who flout health rules, warning of, quote, drastic consequences, end quote, for virus lawbreakers. Between January 20th and 25th, 40 people who had tested positive for coronavirus either absconded from treatment centers or refused to go into isolation. This is VOA News. 53 people died Wednesday when a bus collided with a fuel-laden van in Cameroon, causing a blaze that engulfed both vehicles, the local governor said. The governor of West Region said, quote, the dead have all been burned beyond identification, end quote. 29 people suffered severe burns. The 70-seat bus collided head-on with the van around 3:30 a.m. on a stretch of road notorious for accidents. The governor said fog may have been a cause of the accident. An early investigation found that the van had a, quote, brake problem, end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday warned against the increasing influence of large technology companies, which he said are competing with states. His comments came as Russia ramps up pressure on the activities of foreign internet companies, which are not subject to state censorship, unlike the majority of the country's media outlets. The Russian leader said it is unclear where the line is between a, quote, successful global business, end quote, and, quote, attempts to crudely, at their own discretion, control society, end quote. The United Nations appealed Wednesday for $100 million to help it boost support for refugees fleeing escalating conflicts and crisis in Africa who embark on risky migration routes to Europe. The UN Refugee Agency voiced deep concern over swelling displacement from conflicts in Africa's Sahel region as well as in the continent's east. This, it said, was driving more people to attempt deadly crossings of the Mediterranean Sea towards Europe. At Davos, United Nations World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley says hundreds of millions of people are in extreme poverty and need to be reached by suppliers.
This is a reality we're facing in 2021 with 270 million people on the brink of starvation. If we don't receive the support and the funds that we need, you will have mass famine, starvation, you'll have destabilization of nations, and you'll have mass migration.
Japan's vaccination rollout faces logistical hurdles that could further delay the slow-moving campaign, experts and officials say, complicating plans to deliver wide-scale inoculations in time for the Olympics. Already the last major industrial country to start vaccinations, Japan is likely to be hampered on the ground by a lack of containers and dry ice and difficulties in recruiting medical staff. Meanwhile, Israel intends to have all its athletes due to compete at the Tokyo Olympics vaccinated against COVID-19 by May, its National Olympic Committee said Wednesday, amid global debate over whether athletes should be given priority access in the rollout. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.